Yay! We made it!
I'm back after 2 weeks off and my vocal fry is as bad as ever.
I love this for you.
I hope I'm not actually getting sick and that it's just from having a bender of a weekend and going to a concert last night. It sounds bad. This is really the first time I've talked today and I'm struggling.
Well, we will power through. Nevertheless, she persisted.
Nevertheless, welcome back to Funny, Hot, and Very Cool after 2 weeks off. 1 week we took off because Hannah and I were actually together in person. She came to visit and we were going to record in person and we were like, what if we didn't? Like, I just want to hang out with you. I don't want to do our side hustle.
No work, just play.
Yeah. And then last week we skipped because we were both depressed. So
yeah. And last week I was sick. So that worked. Yeah.
If I'm getting sick, this week is going to be really hellish because I have so many plans and completely overcommitted myself. Like, I'm going to New York for like 14 hours tomorrow for a concert. And I have three concerts between now and Saturday. So
yeah,
I'm tired and I'm already the most tired person in America. I'm not sure if you heard.
You know, I did see that headline. It's been very popular lately.
Yeah, I won that award this morning. So it's going to be an interesting week. I can't find our fucking note.
Okay. I have them up. In the meantime, it's not a kelp, but I have a La Colombe coffee. Ooh.
I have a knockoff Diet Coke and you can also see my fingernails all bitten down to the quick from my recent anxiety. So
yeah.
Yay. Thanks. Also about to be so overcaffeinated because I've had 2 cups of coffee and now this, and I've been up since 6:30 because I have 2 cat sitting clients right now that are almost 2 miles apart.
Oh. So
put them both in, I have to like wake up at the crack of dawn. Oh my God. I also have a heartburn from like, literally all weekend.
You're really doing great today.
I'm like really not doing well. Like me and Sean went to a concert last night and he was like my date to this concert because I was supposed to go with someone I was actually interested in and then I ended it. So Sean came with me instead and we got wrapped up in the let's just get one more drink at service bar phenomenon.
Nope, that'll end it all.
And then like I just don't need 2 old fashions at midnight on a Sunday. So yeah, me being really tired and borderline hungover is the consequence of my own actions.
I was just up late a lot this weekend, but I didn't do anything too crazy. So ooh, spicy?
It's so spicy.
That was a visceral reaction. Oh, man. Okay, well, since you brought up the topic of men, should we just start with all of our dating and boy thoughts and feelings today?
I feel like this whole episode is just going to be like us shit-talking men, so.
What else is new?
If you're a man, keep.
This podcast is not for you today.
Podcast ain't for you today. I have literally a plethora of stories to share.
Bro, I think we should start off with our common experience across the world, which is why do men just stop responding on dating apps like the second you make a plan?
I think it has to be that they are literally only on them for validation and then they get it and then they're like, I don't actually want to follow through. It's like men don't put in effort really in general. So it's like once that door opens and that is a requirement to continue speaking to me, they're like, I'm over it.
Like
date if I want to actually meet her and keep talking, then nope, not doing it.
Not happening. Like literally happened to me 3 times this past week on a dating app. I was just like across dating apps. I was like, hey, let's go on a date this week. When are you available? And I said, oh, I'm available like these 3 nights. Like, let me know what works for you.
Yeah.
Never heard back. Another one was we talked nonstop for like, you know, several hours. And then it was like, He was like, let's go on a date, blah, blah, blah. I was like, perfect. We were texting, and then it was radio silence for 3 days. And I was like, hey, how's your week going? And then the day of the date came up, and I was like, so since I haven't heard from you, I'm going to assume we're no longer meeting. Hope all is well. Take care. Still never
Yeah.
heard from him.
This happened to one of my girlfriends in Baltimore this past week, where they had planned a date like on a Monday for a Wednesday, and it was happy hour
Same.
by Wednesday at 5 p.m. She hadn't heard from him, and we were all like, don't text him, like he's obviously not prioritizing your time. But I also understand like wanting to still give it a chance if they do like reach out. And so they ended up going on a date, and I don't think she was ultimately into it. But like, I will assume if I don't hear from you at least by that morning, I'm not going on a date with you. I'm not putting my whole life on hold to accommodate for your lack of planning. Like, you need to
Correct.
learn how to communicate and be proactive in planning. Shit, as an adult, is so hard as it is. Like, everyone's so busy. We were talking about it this weekend. Like, I was trying to go up to visit my friend in Massachusetts. And between and now and Labor Day, because we were gonna do like a beach weekend north of Boston, between now and Labor Day, her and I, that's two people, do not have a single overlapping weekend that work for both of us. Like, that's 3 months worth of dates that we couldn't make work. Like, it's so hard.
And so if someone's like, are you free this week? And I say yes, first of all, that's a rarity that I don't think they comprehend. And then two, it's like I like to have plans because if I'm not hearing from you, if the plan isn't concrete, I'm filling up that time block. I got stuff going on you don't even know
I'm so busy. Like,
literally.
the only nights I have free this week are Monday and Wednesday. And I'm training back from New York on Wednesday, so I don't even really think that fucking counts.
I'm literally like not free for the next 2 weeks.
So if you want time in my schedule, you gotta follow up.
Yeah, put in the work so you can work it.
Precisely. Also, speaking of apps, so there's this guy that I matched with 2 years ago, who we like went on a couple dates, like were in weird communication for like 5 months, and then basically stopped talking. Only he would like respond to my Snapchat stories randomly, and like we would chit chat, we've run into each other out, like whatever. I would honestly say at this point we're like friends. Like, we'll talk about sports and like travel. There are no feelings involved. Like, it's extremely platonic and funny now.
You're in his March Madness bracket. And
Yeah,
his,
like
yeah.
pen pals. I was going, so I made a Bumble in early May. So it's like about 2 months ago now. And I didn't really use it that much. I don't love the Bumble interface. So it like stresses me out. And like being on dating apps already stresses me out. So it's like not really a good user experience for me. And I got really busy and I was interested in someone else in my life. So I wasn't using it. So I logged back in this week and was just like really overwhelmed by the option. Like, they were like, all these people have liked you. And I was like, I feel like I need to just make this faster. I'm gonna buy Bumble Premium so I can see everyone in my stack and like really clearly filter people out so that I can like start fresh almost without having to make a new account. In my stack is this guy who I met 2 years ago. We went on several dates, we've hooked up. The last time I saw him was in January. The last time we spoke was like 2 weeks ago. And so I texted him and I was just like, I sent him a screenshot of it. Also, this is the third time he's liked me on a dating app. Once with our original Hinge match, then he liked me on Hinge again last year, and now he's liked me on Bumble in the last 2 months. I text him and I go, you're something else. And he was like, I didn't do that.
The gnomes in my phone did.
That was my friend. He took my phone.
I got hacked.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, like I've only had a Bumble for 2 months. He was like, I couldn't even tell you when that was. And I was like, relax, it's not that deep. Like, I don't think you're in love with me. It's gonna be okay. But also, what a weird thing to deny. Like, I wasn't using Bumble. I never used it. I don't even know when that was. Like, holy shit, calm down. I called you out. on something and now you're like having an aneurysm.
Also, again, it's not that deep. It's more of like a haha, look at this. Like, it's not like a why did you like me again?
Yeah, I'm like, also, like, if you asked me to hang out tomorrow, I would say yes. Like, we're friends. So it doesn't like,
Yeah.
not that deep.
That's just so funny to be like, I never swiped for you, so I don't know how that got there. It's like the Rita Ora, like 100,000 likes, and I'll drop my new album. You guys, I was
Perfect.
hacked this weekend.
Okay. This, hang on, I just have to read our conversation. I sent him this screenshot. I go, you're unreal. He goes, I didn't though. I said, for sure. He goes, I haven't updated my Hinge in a year. And I said, this is Bumble and I've only had it for 2 months, but you're right, it must be a glitch. He goes, I haven't swiped on Bumble in forever. And I go, relax, it's not that deep. And he goes, I'm hurt and offended. And I said, I'm sure you'll get over it. And he goes, just say that you miss me next time instead of screenshotting my Bumble. And I said, just say you miss me next time instead of liking me on Bumble and then denying it. And he goes, I could not tell you when that was. I said, you never did have a good memory, but it's okay. Always an honor to see you back in my stack. And he goes, your stack of 1500. I'm an ant, a minnow.
Least he knows his place.
And I said, I have your number. So on a technicality, you're in first place. Actually 1600 men this morning and you already made that cut. He goes, you did not swipe through 1,000 people this morning. And I was like, no, on Bumble, you can X a bunch of people from the same screen, which I did based on appearance alone. I'm like, why are there so many bald people here? Why are there so many bald people in general? It's like there are two phenomena happening in the world right now. One is global warming, and the other one is that all of the men are losing their hair
Before 30.
before 30.
Some people look good bald, I'm not gonna lie, like work, but there are some folks that is they're hanging on to that last clump of hair, and it's like just go full send.
I do think for some people it works as a look, but it would never be my preference for you to be bald over and have hair.
Yeah, I would have to meet you and you already have to be bald, you know? Like, I'm not gonna be there when you shave your head, but.
I don't, yeah. If I meet someone who's bald, I think in my brain I would just be like, I really wish I met you when you weren't bald.
I wish I met you when you were like a child and had hair still.
Exactly.
Yikes.
I feel for them.
Shit, what was I gonna say? It was something along. Oh, it just on the whole appearances thing alone. I literally can't handle it anymore. I need to like start a business that's just like photography for men, and it's just for your profile. It's not for LinkedIn. It's not. It's just for dating.
You
Like.
should use that as a prompt. You know, the one on Hinge that's like a social cause I care about. You're taking better pictures of my guy friends to put on their Hinge profiles.
Seriously, it's like they I swear to God, all of the fucking profiles, you have two pictures where they're in a car, so they're taking it from like down below or like the seat belt's there. And I get it, the outdoor lighting is nice. Sometimes a car selfie works, but like weird. And the other time, the other half of the pictures are so dark and from like 20 feet below. I can't. And then the gym selfies and the phones in the face, and then there's a picture with sunglasses. Like, there are literally people where I scroll through six photos and I don't see their face at all.
I actually thought this is going to be really bad, but I actually thought someone was blind recently
Oh.
because they didn't have a photo without sunglasses. Like, and there was like sunglasses inside.
Oh.
Are you blind? Because I don't know. It was just, yeah.
I also have a profile here that I thought was very fun. So I'm gonna read you the bio and then I'm gonna show you what this guy looks like. I gotta get into character.
Okay.
Pisces, I'm learning who I am. I accept what I'm not. I'm outdoorsy, hiking the beach, and DIY. I have strong morals, ethics. I enjoy deep, meaningful conversations. I'm goofy, real, witty, confident, intuitive, range of emotion. Next paragraph. conservative, alpha, and struggling Christian.
Struggling Christian?
This man is 5 foot 8 inches.
Oh my God.
He wants kids. He doesn't have kids. He's a Christian man, moderate undergraduate degree. Sometimes works out, looking for a long-term relationship. This is the first picture. What? I don't. Who are you?
Do you, which one are you? Yeah.
It's a big group pick. And then this is your alpha struggling Christian. That's the second picture. So.
Recently that said, you know how you can choose your dating intentions? It said long-term relationship, and then there was a second one selected, and it said non-committal. What's the word? It's like non-committal intimacy.
Oh, so just friends with benefits and sex.
Essentially is what I was picking up on, but I was like, those things do not mean the same thing.
Yeah. The guy also says that a non-negotiable for him is what I'm looking for in a woman. Upside down smiley face. I want a knowledgeable, unassuming, honest, forthright, genuine woman to share my life with.
You sound like when Frankie does.
I know. And I don't want to. I wanted to sound like a man, but unfortunately, that's all I can think of if I use a man voice. It's tough. It's really tough out here.
Speaking of men with annoying voices.
Uh-oh.
So for our loyal followers slash our friends, you might remember back in December, I had a little tiff with a man whom I had been involved with in the past because he's a mutual friend and had decided that he thought I wanted a relationship and was going around to all of our mutual friends telling them that I'm like clingy and want a relationship and gave him all of these signals that I wanted something serious and that he was better than me and I was beneath him and he could always do better than me and like I'll never do better than him.
And our friend's girlfriend, and our friend came to tell you this, that he said all this behind your back, and then his girlfriend validated it.
Yes, exactly. For context, our mutual friend who is never really one to be serious, like pulled me aside, blackout drunk at his own Christmas party, and was like, Kimmy, I want you to know that this is what he said about you, and you can never give him the time of day ever again because he's a fucking loser. And I was like, word, thanks. And then, yeah, that guy's girlfriend was like, yeah, that did happen. And I heard it all. And I was like, gross. So basically, we've been in the same room since that happened, and I have given him the cold shoulder. Like absolutely ignored his existence, and we happened to all go out together on Friday. He's one of those people who just like shows up. Like no one tells me he's invited anymore because I think they knew I wouldn't come, and he's just always there. So Friday was one of those times where I was like, he's just here, and I can be cordial and I'll be fine, like for the sake of not making other people uncomfortable.
But no one-on-one chats.
No, especially when it's a smaller group setting. So the first mistake of the night is that all of our friends left and it ended up just being me and him at the bar.
The first mistake, and it starts at the end of the night. Oh no.
Yeah, I mean, we hadn't really interacted that much throughout the night. Like, again, I was being nice in like a social setting, but at one point our friend came up to me and was like, you're being really brave tonight. And I was like, I know, thank you. I was like, I'm about 2 drinks away from raising my voice though. And he was like, okay, let's get you some drinks.
And they're like, stir the fucking pot tonight.
But we're in this like bar speakeasy thing, and the man in question comes up to me and goes, Kimmy, I just want you to know, like, I think you're really great. And I literally just go, okay, and like turned around. I was like, I don't care what you think. That's not like undoing my perception of you. So then all of our friends leave, and I'm like, well, I'm not fucking staying here just with him, so I'm out of here. So we walk out to call Ubers. And as we're standing on the side of 14th Street, he goes, I'm just confused. Like, what did I do to make you hate me again? Because our like friendship like, okay, you're fine. Oh my God, you're the worst. Okay, you're fine. I can deal with you. Oh my God, you're the worst. And I was just like, if you think I don't know the things that you've said about me, you're wrong. And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, listed off everything. And he was like, I never said that. My friends are
He was
liars.
hacked.
Yeah.
Wait, what did he say? My friends, what?
My friends are liars.
Oh, okay,
Yeah.
sure.
He goes, they've all lied. I never said that. like yada yada. I've thought he then he gets into this whole dramatic thing about how he's thought about just like up and leaving and moving out of DC and not telling anyone. And
Oh
I would
my God.
do that.
Yeah, go ahead. See what
You
happens.
tonight. And I was like, okay, I'm not gonna miss you.
See ya.
Adios. And we like, I wouldn't even really call it arguing. It was more like me saying my piece and him trying to defend himself and like burying this, like just digging himself his own grave. And I was not drunk enough to like be emotionally charged. So I literally kept my like voice right here the entire time. And I was just like, at one point he was like, I know you have no reason to believe me. And I was like, correct. I don't.
Exactly. I have no reason. You literally are telling me all of your friends are liars, people you've lived with and known for like, I don't know, a decade at this point.
Who like never are serious in general. I'm like, when
Literally,
some
who are the most anti-drama? Anytime there's drama, it's like, guys, let's just chill. And but instead of doing that, he's coming to you and being like, this shit was said about you. Please be careful.
yeah. So at this point, I think the conversation winds down. I'm like, I haven't eaten since 2 p.m. I'm going back into this bar and getting food. So we're in line, and he like puts his arm around me and
Ew.
like kisses my face. And I was like, what part of that conversation made you think that I want you to touch me ever again?
It's also literally 100 degrees outside. Just don't touch
Yeah.
me.
So we're standing in line. I'm like, whatever. I don't even know if we're talking. We're like talking to people around us. We get up to check out, and I'm like, I'm gonna call my Uber now. And I was like, crap, I can't get an Uber. And he goes, wanna come to mine? And I literally look at him and I go, I would actually rather die. And he just laughed. I think he said it half in jest, but.
The fact that he even thought to cross his mind to say that and then he said it.
So then we're standing there checking out, and my food gets ready, and they hand it to me. And my Uber is like, I'm here. And so I go, oh, sorry, Venmo me, gotta go. And ran out, and he made him pay for my food.
As you should. What did he order?
Oh, thank you so much for asking, Hannah. He
Uh-oh.
ordered a half chicken, like a roasted chicken from this place.
Like how you would go to the store and grab like a pre-cooked, like
Cut in half, precisely. And I was like,
at
it's
like,
3:30 in the morning.
I was
We've
gonna
been
say, 2 in the morning.
drinking since 5 p.m. Like, I just got a wrap. Like a burrito, basically. And you got a ch like a rotisserie
You got
chicken.
a sandwich and he got a whole fucking roasted.
Like,
Any sides?
oh, no, that was the weird part. It wasn't a
Oh, God.
chicken. And I'm like, now I have to picture you going home and sitting on your couch and like
He definitely is eating it with his hands, too. There's
greasy
no silverware involved.
little fingers and
No
what?
plate. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know, that was honestly the most alarming part of the whole night. I was like,
Wait, why are the things that trigger me the most about this man? I mean, he's said a lot of terrible things and done some pretty weird shit, but the things that trigger me the most are his like food things that have come up.
yeah, also the overarching funny part of this whole story is that as he was standing there being like, my friends are liars, all they do is start drama, all they want to do is stir the pot. I'm like, you're shit talking my friends to me.
Yeah.
And you think I'm way closer with both of those people than I am with you. I obviously, the first thing I did in the morning is call her and be like, you're never gonna leave this conversation. Text her boyfriend, who we've known for years, and be
Yeah.
like, just so you know, he called you a liar. He said disgusting things about your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And yeah. Apparently, they all had to go to brunch together, and he was being a really big baby about the whole situation. And I was like,
Good. He is a big baby.
like, stupid loser who eats rotisserie chicken at 2 in the morning.
I bet he
So,
has to cut his grapes so he doesn't choke.
yeah,
Fucking
so
baby.
that was a fun conversation. I'm just like tired of yelling and arguing with men recently. I feel a little drained by the amount of confrontation I've had to do.
Yeah. I mean, he really did give the whole Stupid, stupid, stupid. What was me? I'm the victim.
Yeah.
Everything sucks, and so I can't help that I was mean, and all my friends are what? Okay, then
Yeah.
find new friends. Grow up. No one likes you,
Really?
apparently, obviously.
Right. Like,
Cool.
I know.
God, he sucks. I just can't get over the fucking chicken.
Having more flashbacks. He
Oh,
was like,
God.
I was in a really dark place at that time. I was taking out my own insecurities on the situation, and I was like, clearly.
Then turn a fucking light on, bitch. We all have shit. That doesn't mean you get to take it out on people. God.
I also said that to a previous man last week on the 4th of July. I said, we all have our shit. It's not an excuse. In your late 20s, like
Yeah.
not an especially, and honestly more so like reserved for these type of people who don't get help. I'm like, if
Yeah.
you have mental health issues, if you're depressed, if you have these insecurities and you just wallow in them every day, I don't really have as much sympathy for you as others. Like,
It's just like
period.
you are aware that there is an issue, but you're not actively doing anything to fix it. It's like
You also
an
just need
addict.
support. Like, you, it, no, literally, it is like an addict. I'm like, you are, what do you think? You're just gonna wake up one day and your brain chemicals are gonna magically rebalance? Like, that's
No.
not really how it works.
There's something physiologically wrong with your body. I don't think eating a banana is gonna fix it for the long term.
Like a protein shake in like a 2 hour back and by day is gonna fix it.
But please go off, King. Eat your chicken and rice.
No rice, just chicken.
No, yeah, for some of us, just chicken. Oh God. I just can't. The other thing I will say is I got this week where people are like, "Oh my God, like, how are you? What are you doing on here? How are you still single? What are you doing on Tinder or whatever?" And I'm like, "Bitch, the hell if I know? Like, you think I wouldn't fix it if I was aware of what all of my red flags are like?"
I also love, I just caught myself on this fucking podcast when we say, like, don't even get me started. I'm like, we literally have a platform where we are just getting started.
No, please wind me up, get me started. That's what this is for.
Literally, I'm like, that's actually what this is for. I feel like there's actually nothing more offensive than someone asking you, why are you still single?
It really sets me off in a way that I never expect. Or like, what are your red flags? I feel like people have started to ask that lately. It's like, what are your red flags? Like, why are you still single? What are you doing on the dating app? And I'm like, I don't fucking know.
I feel like also red flags can be really subjective.
Correct. I'm like, I carry around a bunch of tiny ducks in my purse. Some people might think that's a red flag. Some people love it. Ah. Thank you. I do have a story on that later.
I'm like, I feel like one of my red flags is that I'm really particular about my space and my apartment and keeping things clean. And to someone that might be like, that's too much. All of your books have to be at a right angle. And I'm like, well, someone else might like them looking that way. So,
Yeah. I color code my closet, so
I
what?
will be redoing
Yeah.
it. A red flag to someone, but someone else might really appreciate that.
Some might think that having a podcast is a red flag. And if you are a man, I do think it's kind of a red flag if you have a podcast. But I'm a woman, so I get the green light.
I do think having a podcast is such a red flag, and it's so funny because I've so far not said anything about it on my dating apps.
No.
But also, I'm like, I don't need the men I'm trying to date listening to this because all we do is talk about them.
Literally, I was gonna say, of like the last 5 to 6 men that I've been on a date with or hooked up with or whatever, I think I've only told two of them that I had a podcast.
Yeah, and I know that like I was fully dating someone when we started this and they never listened to a single episode. So
And
I'm like,
that's fine.
I trust that a man would be interested anyway.
I'm not hard pressed. I'm like, again, it's our friends,
Yeah.
maybe my mom.
I also had this thought where I was like, oh, I know we've like I've in the past stayed really reserved about some stories just like out of respect for people. But then like I woke up this week and I was like, Who cares? It happened to me. It's something that someone said and did to me. I have a right to talk about it.
For sure.
My life.
Yeah.
It's my life.
Rich now,
It I ain't gonna live forever? I hope it says
yeah.
I am not gonna live forever.
It's I ain't. It's correct grammar, apparently. Anyway, my tiny ducks. So, as everyone knows, I keep little tiny ducks. I don't know if I have one on my desk right now. But I keep tiny, tiny ducks in my purse. And oh, here. I think
Welcome.
I in my purse from the weekend.
Well, obviously, what else is in there?
Lip gloss. Lip gloss and tiny ducks. So I normally have like a handful of these like in a purse or like a
I have a
backpack or
question.
yeah.
Where did you acquire those?
Jeff Bezos.
Okay. Like you just Google, like Amazon looked up ducks.
Tiny, yeah. There are other tiny animals. They also make glow in the dark ones, which are so fun, but I just get the basic tiny ones. What?
Honey came in a pack.
200? 100?
Like 20.
No. It was like this big of like ducks. like a little plastic bag full of ducks. If the vibe's right, I realize I often take them when I go to events or like go out or something, and I realize I need to start doing it more like in general during the day because my sister was telling her hairdresser about it, and sometimes I go with her and like I'll sit while she gets her hair done because it's in Lancaster, so like we go and like make a day of it. And her hairdresser was like, "Well, how come I haven't gotten a duck?" And I was like, "You're right. I need to have daytime duckings." But if like the vibes are right and the people are cool, oh.
Not okay.
I don't know what just happened.
I'm really hot, but I can't take my sweatshirt off because my top is a little inappropriate and we're on vid.
Okay, well, we just saw your tits, so.
Well, that's my shirt.
Oh, that's fun. I like that.
It's actually a workout set, but like the neckline is so extra that I don't like showing it, which is dumb because I bought this.
Yeah.
Like I willingly sought out this neckline and I don't like it.
I think it's cute. You could wear it to walk in, but like, I don't know how anyone would work out in that, to be honest.
I wore it walking this morning to Cat Sit, but I had a t-shirt on over it because again, like I mean, I sometimes when I'm walking in like a sports bra and spandex, I feel a little bit too out in the elements.
Yeah,
Also,
that's
all
fair.
my was eat and drink, so I'm in a state of bloat that is like honestly impressive.
I'm literally, that was me last week. I got my period. I was eating and drinking like the fucking royalty.
Holy
Like,
fuck. You did a beard crawl on Saturday.
oh boy.
And like I love beer. I drink beer. It's I don't know
I
why it's like
drink beer. I love beer. I drink beer.
player drink up.
I'll be drinking beer.
But we did this beer drill, and so I probably had like I don't know 10 plus beers throughout the day, and I got home that night and I was like I might literally float away, there's so much gas in my stomach. Bye, I am the house from up, I am out of here. It was so bad. Oh, it was anyway. I completely interrupted your tiny dog
Oh,
story.
that's okay. I was just saying how now I have the tiny ducks. I kind of use it. I've realized it's kind of a litmus test. So if I'm out with somebody and it's like maybe a stranger or someone I've hung out with a little bit, and I'm like, just randomly, I'll just be like here and like they'll hold out their hand or I'll like show them the
Oh.
duck. So, and then basically, then it's up to the people. I see how they react to the duck. Some people are like, oh my God, is this a duck? What is it, just plastic? Oh wow. Oh, it's so cute. Whatever. Like, what's it for? And I'll just be like, it's a little guy. And it's like emotional support, whatever. And they're like, I love it. Oh my God, thank you. And then some people, I give it to them, they're like, what is this? I'm like, it's a duck. They're like, what do I do with it? I'm like, it's just a guy. You can hang on to it. And then some people are like, oh, okay, thanks. Or like, huh.
I
And
want the
so it's
one
like the reaction to the ducks. I'm like, either you're lame or like you're not as mentally ill as me and my friends. Like,
I think I remember one time. Oh no, actually, these were pieces of candy corn. I'm gonna.
oh yeah.
Okay,
No, why? You did it with the ducks too.
yeah, I thought so.
So
And then,
you
like,
did the ducks with the cigarette and you had it in the ear, but you did do it with candy corn, and then the candy corn you did throw at people in Players Club.
as you
Ducks you
do.
did not throw. The candy corn was at Players Club, and I think the ducks were in Clarendon or something. I don't know. I have a picture of you like this with a duck.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I remember that. We went to Players Club this weekend, and I stand by it. Was I the oldest person in that bar? Probably, but I freaking love it. I love the game. And I was the only person who, whoa, I know Audrey's gonna be listening to this and be like, you're a fucking liar.
Yeah, this is getting into some iffy
Don't
territory
love
here.
games. I like arcade games, specifically skee ball and the basketball one. Those slap. I was the only person in our group who had cash. So I went, hey, go to the bar and get this like exchanged. Is that the word for ones? I think they must have viewed my folded 20 as two 20s because we legitimately played games for hours in a group of like seven, eight people,
Amazing.
not run out of cash.
Love it.
So I have no idea how many ones that guy handed me, but it was not 20. It was probably 40 to 50.
I love it. The bar I went to this weekend, they have a bunch of arcade games on the first floor, but they have you get a card and you load the card with money, so you
Fun.
don't need cash. And that's really dangerous because if I get enough in me, I'm like, I want to play the game where you have to snip the thread and win the giant fucking plush in a box.
What's
They also have a claw machine where you can get a rubber duck, and that's really tempting.
Players Club has a claw machine where you can get sex toys, and I just really wonder if anyone has ever won it.
Have you been to that bar in like Petworth that has the vending machine in the bar and it has like, snacks and stuff, but it also has like Advil and Plan B? I
No,
forget
that
what it's called. It cracks me up.
Petworth. I'm like,
Think
what's
it's
a
Petworth. Or somewhere up there.
like Kohai?
No, up further. Ugh, Kohai, Columbia
Was
Heights.
at work a couple of weeks ago and talking to one of my coworkers who's like 5 or 6 years younger than me. And I was like, he's like, oh, I live in Petworth. And I was like, oh, like, have you ever been to blah, blah, blah? And he's like, no, I don't really go to Kohai that much. And
No.
I looked at him and I was like, you can't say that. And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, it, you just, people don't say that. And he was like, oh. And I was like, that's not
Wrong.
something. I don't even love saying Admo because I know that it's like frowned upon by DC locals.
Yeah, I feel stupid saying Noma, but I think Noma and Admo have been around a little
Noma
bit.
is a lot more baked, I feel like, than Admo. Also, what's
Also, Noma is like how it's Soho, like it's direction
Noma?
and road.
Something and is the physical neighborhood name. Admo is an abbreviation of a neighborhood name, so I feel like it's worse.
Yeah, I agree.
Started saying like Naya for Navy Yard. I'm gonna fucking make that a thing because all of the Republicans would hate it.
Wafro for waterfront.
Waffle.
Wafro? You guys going
Waffle.
down to Wafro this weekend? We're thinking about starting in Wafro, then ending up in Naya.
Naya.
My God, you guys are going to Naya? Are you going to the Bath Ball in Naya to the Nationals?
Want Penqua to be Penn Quarter.
Fucking
The Pequot.
punkwa, punkwa.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I don't know how we got here. We
Don't
don't
know either.
hate Kohai. Not now, not ever.
No Kohai. Anyway, that was crazy. What else do we have to talk about? Anything pressing right now?
Anything pressing? We're crazy back then.
So fucking crazy.
I mean, I don't really want to get in to my previous week's story. I feel
No, we can wait. I
like
think that we that
almost
needs to marinate.
I also think it might literally need a whole episode
Yes.
dedicated to the
That one
story.
needs, and that needs to be like a later in the day one. Maybe we have a glass of wine with it. Like,
Yeah. I mean, I'm fine now. I was depressed for like a week and now I'm absolutely chilling.
That was really convincing. I'm absolutely chilling. I'm really good.
I did want to just bring up something that's recently been really important to me. And that's the song You in Your Hand by Pink. I just feel like people forgot about it and it's not fair.
It's a great song. Pink's a great musician, great creative mind.
So good. Like she was so ahead of her time for
Have you
that.
seen her in concert?
I haven't. I know she's doing a stadium tour this summer, or maybe it was not, like, did it happen?
She did it last year for sure. I don't know if it continued into this year, but I would go see her. She seems like she would be a good performer.
I would see her too. It's just like the constant struggle of DC being that a lot of our venues are really inaccessible and hard to get to. Like, I think that that show was at FedEx Field, and you can bet your bottom dollar I'm not going there for
Yeah.
someone I'm passionate about.
That's tough.
Yeah, it's just it's too far. I was at 9:30 Club last night. Amazing venue.
Yeah, I love that one. I like a good little venue, intimate setting.
Yeah, I'm going up to New York tomorrow to see Noah Kahan in Madison Square Garden.
Are you taking the train?
I am taking the train, of course.
Whoa. I love when people ask if there's like a train that goes from Harrisburg to DC. And it's like, yeah, but you have to go through Philly. There's no like direct, which seems silly because there's a direct one that goes to New York. You don't have to go through Philly.
Interesting. So does that geographically like not really make sense? Like, do you go out of your way to come here via train?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Because
that's
it's like 2 hours to Philly and then, 2 hours to DC for Philly or whatever. Like, driving, so
okay. Interesting. I love taking the train. I'm really excited. It's also just so easy, and I really enjoy not having to think.
yes, I love trains. I love train travel. There needs to be more train travel in the US because I just sit there and like you just go like you can get up and walk. There's not like the craziness of like turbulence.
Or I already can't wait to go to the cafe car tomorrow.
Yes, there's a cafe car, a whole section for food and bev. There's a quiet car. So you
It's
can
perfect.
just sit there and sleep. You don't have
Yeah.
to worry about people yapping next to you.
You're still on Earth, so you have phone service.
Yes. And it
Okay.
literally is like only a few hours. Like,
The only thing I don't love about trains, and I think this is something that a lot of people do love about trains, and at my core, I also appreciate it about trains, appreciate it, is the lack of security. Like, not going through security is really convenient. It means I can show up 10 minutes before my train is leaving and still make it. However, sometimes it gets in my head a little bit when I see someone who's like a little tweaky on my train. Like, I was going up to Connecticut a couple weekends ago. And one of, it was an absolutely packed train, so someone ended up sitting next to me, rude, and he was like giving very serial killer vibes, where he was like moving very slowly and would like sit very upright and just look around the train like this, like a mannequin.
Maybe he's practicing his modeling angles.
It was really spooking me. And then he kept reading something on his phone that was so small and looked like either code or like movie credits. And it was like, I was like, what are you reading? Like, you're freaking me out right
It's probably
now.
like a Twilight fanfic or something.
It was just really weird. And I think he got off actually in Philly or like maybe Wilmington. So I could breathe for the second half of my train. But he was like, just really like would put his phone in his front pocket like this and just be like,
Interesting.
and I was really spooked. I
That's
just wanted
weird.
to sit and watch Dallas Cowboys
Yeah.
eat my Chipotle in peace.
That's the other thing. The train station, you can get good food and then bring it on your train. I mean, the train not having security, I have thought about that too, but also they do have the dogs that go around pretty periodically. So like it's not like there's a lack of security in there, but
Seen a dog in Union Station in probably 18 months.
really? Okay. Well, the last couple times I took a train, I would always see a dog in the station, I feel like. There was like people at the security stand and like the dog would be somewhere out and about, so.
I have before, not recently.
Interesting. Interesting.
This is
Interesting.
another thing. I just like it runs through my brain and I'm like, what? Who knows what's in my carry-on?
Yeah, I will say I do like Union Station in terms of train stations. Philly train station looks cool, but in practicality, it feels weird to be in there. And then obviously, we all hate Penn Station.
The old Penn Station
Oh,
is
right, they
the
redid it, didn't they?
Moynihan. I don't know why it's called that. Probably whoever donated all the money to build it.
I thought that
Moynihan
was like a.
Hall, which is now the new Penn Station, is
Oh.
absolutely delightful. I mean, it's busy as hell, and they still only tell you when the train is. What gate your train is at, like 5 minutes before. So it's like
I
the
hate
grunt,
that.
which is my least favorite part, but it's so beautiful. My only other complaint, besides them somehow not knowing what gate the train is going to be at until the 11th hour, is that there's a lot of skylights. And so if you're taking a train like midday, it's very hot in there.
Yike.
And sometimes I'm like, I was just in a hot Uber, or I walked here and now I'm inside and it's busy and I'm still freaking hot.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go down into a train platform that's hot and was
Yeah.
like a train that's been sat there for 30 minutes with the power cut that's hot.
And it's going to be packed because it's New York. So I'm going to be next to someone who's hot. Ooh, they're hot.
I see. That's my only complaint about it. But yes, I am taking the train tomorrow and I'm very excited. And I'm actually only going to Newark. I'm not going all the way in because I'm staying with our friend in Hoboken.
Oh,
So
fun.
just gonna Uber from the Newark train station to his apartment because I was like, I guess it doesn't make sense to go all the way into Manhattan and then backtrack back out to Jersey. So
Yeah.
it'll be nice not actually having to go into Penn Station this time, lose service, and like you can't contact people for like 20 minutes. Once you get underground in New York, nothing works.
Done.
Yeah. So, but it's going to be a quick trip up and back. I leave tomorrow at 10 a.m. I come back Wednesday at 2 p.m.
Well, it will be a fun concert.
Thanks. I'm really excited. I'm going with my coworker who had a plus one because of his, work ties, and I'm so thrilled that he thought to bring me because I love Noah and I would do anything for him. And I thought I was gonna have to miss out on this tour because it sold out so quickly. And he isn't coming to the DMV, which is rude.
Yeah, that is tough.
So yeah, I'm excited that I get the chance to see
More
him.
stick seasons.
More sticks.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be so fun. We can't wait to hear about it next week.
Yeah, next week it's gonna be after my bender week, so we're probably gonna have a lot more stories.
Yeah, next week will be interesting.
Stay tuned. Oh my God. I mean, we don't need to get into this because the episode needs to end because I have a call. But Trump got shot. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, that was crazy. We were all out when it happened, and I was like, I think it was.
Dude, I feel like all you can do is laugh anymore because what the fuck are we living through? Like, actually.
And so many people posted the fist pump. I'm like, unfollow, blocked and reported. What are you doing? I'm so scared, Hannah. I feel like he won the election already.
I just don't understand what's going on in the world. I just can't.
I get the reason I was, I for what? The reason I brought this up is because I opened Instagram and it's a New Yorker cover with.
The world is fucked, and we have a podcast to distract from the horror of the day.
But people are putting Marshall Fluff and Dr. Pepper.
I saw Audrey sent that to me.
This.
She sent that to me, the marshmallow fluff on the edge of the cup and then pouring in Dr. Pepper. I was like, I bet it tastes good with a marshmallow flavoring, but I'm not a huge,
Very intrigued.
yeah, I'm not a huge marshmallow girl, so I don't know.
So fair, bestie. Okay, well. Everyone, thanks for listening to us rant as usual. I hope you enjoyed. Stay tuned next week for a deep dive in my recent
Yeah.
Relationship.
Diving in deep. All right. Well, you know, thanks for joining, guys. We'll see you in hell, and have a good week.
See you on the other side. Bye.
Bye.